And welcome, everybody, to episode 692 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusted cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be here shortly, I believe, so we will get him in as soon as possible. We got too much of a packed show to start too late, so we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll get Break on in as soon as we can. Eric, how are you, man?
I'm fine.
All right, let's get right into the news, and then because we've got tons of it. No, the Indie Game Live Expo was just on, so we've got tons of news. Let's get to it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Deck Builder RPG Gordian Quest. It releases for PC on June 23rd, and it's been several years in early access, and it's leaving early access, but it's currently available for $20, and it'll increase to $21.99 when the early access period ends, so I guess it's a early access discount. So, save a little bit. But deck builder game with 10 playable heroes, 4 story acts, procedurally generated maps, and tons of skills that promise to make each playthrough unique. And yada yada yada. Forever.
All right.
That's it really, and it's got a comic book like just art style to it.
Yeah, looks cool. Looks good. Very nice artwork for you, for sure. All right, ready to go on to the next, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Biomotor Unitron, now available on the Switch. It's going to cost you $8, €8 if you're overseas. And it's, it was originally a release for the
The new Geo Pocket Color.
Yeah, the Geo Pocket Color. So there you go.
I never got one of those things.
Neither did I, man. I don't. How many people did? I mean, I guess if you were rich, I mean, you know, I mean, it was pretty expensive at the time, but not bad. I mean, $8, and now you can play it. It's a 16-bit goodness.
I think it was like.
Well, look at this. Wyland is joining us from Combo Breaker. What's up, Wyland?
It was like a $200 handheld device, and it was no better looking than a Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome, Wyland, from Combo Breaker, man. Give us an update if you can, Wyland. We've got tons of news to get through here.
I think
here.
It had a slightly more powerful CPU, but the GPU was about the same as the Game Boy.
Yeah, it wasn't like a game-breaking system at all, you know. So, all right, Eric, next story.
Don't forget the Neo Geo Pocket by itself, though.
Right, right. All right, Eric.
Trinity Trigger is a game that was announced recently, and there are a few screenshots in this picture, but we can't show you unless Frank wants to do it. But if you're only listening on the feed, you won't get that at all.
Right. So, it's just artwork.
I'll describe it a little bit. But yeah. Following a teaser of their name Project Tri-Tri earlier this week, Furyu has officially revealed Trinity Trigger, an action RPG set to release on PlayStation 4, 5, Nintendo Switch, and on September 15th, Japan. And I hate how Windows rolls over and shows me all these
information I know.
Didn't ask for. But as previously detailed on a teaser website, we know some of the key development staff behind this title, including Hiroki Kikuta, Secret Mana, Trails of Mana, composer, character designer, Raita Kazama, Xenoblade, Brigandine, Legend of Runeterra, world designer, Nobuteru Yuki, Chrono Cross, among others, and developer of the game is named Three Rings. And limited time demo is available in Japan for both the PS platform and Nintendo platforms. Yeah. The Switch demo is free while the PSN demo is 100 yen due to the game's unrated status. Yeah. Why is the game unrated?
I don't know. Trying to give Break a call. He's here. taking a break from the floor, stood in line for this popcorn for a good bit, but it's amazing. Cool, right on.
Apparently it's a limited time demo, though, and you can only get it up till June 30th.
Oh, wow. Thanks for stopping in, Wyland, if we happen to lose you here, but that's great, man. Live from Combo Breaker. Give us some updates, Wyland, if you get them. Joining us now is Breakman. Breakman, how you doing, man?
There's no word on a...
Hey, I'm okay.
Hey, we can hear you.
There's no word on a U.S. release, but the artwork looks very reminiscent of Final Fantasy Tactics.
It does. Hey, Slagar, what's up, man? Hey, Wyland, give us updates if you can, man. Anything exciting going on at Combo Breaker? I'll make sure and get you on in. All right, Break, if you don't mind, we're just going to go through this news like basically gangbusters here. So I don't know. Do you have any of the news up? I know it's a shit ton.
Working on that.
Okay. Just that. When you catch the flow, let me know, and then we'll get you in the rotation here. But I'm going to go ahead and start the next story, which is... Ah, shit, I just lost it. Can you do the next one, Eric? No.
Yomawari Lost in the Dark is being dated for the Western release. And this is the third Yomawari game. And it's coming out in fall 2022 for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch and PC. No real dates, I guess, whenever they can get it out.
Alright.
But the story of the game seems to be you are on a quest to free a girl from the curse that probably will kill her if she doesn't fix it.
So, alright. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Temtem releasing out of early access. I was going to say Act Deck. I don't know why. Access on September 6th. So there's the story. There's a release date trailer that's right here. I didn't play this trailer. Let me. Okay, there we go. So it's just early access. It's just coming out of early access. And you can really tell. And, of course, the little video stops because the ad was removed for some reason. I don't know why it does that. If I skip ahead a little bit, it plays. But if I don't, a lot of times. But from the screenshots, it looks sort of like... I don't even know how to describe this game. Like a fighting slash isometric kind of weird, like... Very basic game, Eric. I don't know. Maybe cel-shaded?
It's a Pokemon clone.
Ah, okay. There you go. That says it all. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is... NX Floor 2 has been dated for the Xbox console. Comes out Series X and S and Xbox One on June 3rd. And we talked about this before. But if you get it... for a limited time after launch, you can get a 10% discount off of its normal price tag of $24.99.
All right. Anything else?
Not really. Other than, like, listen to our older show to hear what we said about it before.
Yeah. Hawk fans in chat, maybe Twitch works, nothing on YouTube. Yeah, I think I heard YouTube's having some issues, Hawk fan, so... Might just be one of those things. Breakman, do you have your links up yet? Do you know where we're at?
This page is actually loading as we speak.
Okay,
I am trying to stall now. I was hoping you wouldn't come to me.
Okay, we can... You want me to do the next one, then you
no,
could do...
it's loading. I'm telling okay. You, it's almost here. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Iron Oak Games and Curve Games announced For the King 2 for PC, releasing in 2023.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the story, and we're sticking to it. The video shows a very colorful RPG, so, you know, might be
yeah,
one of those.
It's a four-player online cooperative RPG. You don't see that very often.
Not very often at all. Like, we've always talked about that, right? Is somebody trying to get a hold of me? On Skype, Eric, were you trying?
Oh, I thought you were saying like you were hearing voices and stuff.
Well, that's a given, man. Come on, man. I sent a YouTube comment. Never seen. Let me hold on. I don't. You know what, Hawk fan? It's really weird. Like I guess you have to be actively on YouTube, I guess. I don't know, man, but I never see any messages on YouTube. Everybody just jumps over to Twitch anyways. So, you know, I mean, that's where everybody is. Just to let you know, Hawk fan. All right, so I guess it's
YouTube.
I know, what's YouTube, man? I mean, we kind of ditched YouTube a while back for this channel, man. My other channel blows up on YouTube, but this one, not so much. Caramel, white chocolate, lemon, orange-flavored popcorn, all amazing. That does, dude, orange popcorn? Are you fucking kidding me, Wylan? Holy hell. That sounds great.
I do love flavored popcorn.
Oh, God, it's good, man. I like caramel.
There's one movie theater around here that, I don't know if they still do it because it was pre-pandemic stuff, but they let they have like bottles of flavor for you to add to what your popcorn. So you
choose my God.
Whatever flavors you wanted to. It was
holy like, hell, that delicious. Sounds amazing, man.
Yeah.
Hey, don't post on YouTube. I know, Hawkman. Look, I just said, man, I mean, for my other channel, YouTube works just fine. This channel, it's never really worked out for us, man. You know, it's like the way that it is. But thanks for coming on over, Hawkman. You're not going to want to miss the last half of the show, Hawkman, on this one. And also,
yeah, we're going to war.
Yeah. Tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss on the other channel, the MLH channel, the comment show. So look for that notification, Hawkman. Wylan, my brother got Nashville hot, cherry, and Korean barbecue. Wow, that sounds amazing, man. It's fucking badass. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Xiamang Studio reveals Wuxia-style pixel RPG, codename Wandering Sword. So I'm looking at the video. It looks absolutely amazing. I don't know, dude, but this thing looks insanely cool. It sort of looks like, it's in the style of, what's that game that just came out? No, Octopath Traveler, in a way. It looks like that.
So like 2D on a 3D plane?
Yep. It looks exactly like that. And it looks really good. So I am interested in this game. All right, Eric, next story. Flexing with all that food for sure, Skodoma. He sure is, man. Wylan, you're making me hungry. All right, Eric, next story, please. Do we have Eric? What happened to Eric?
Hello?
Eric. Oh, he's on mute. Let me go ahead and do the next story. Come to us live from RPGsite.net. Banshu Tactics combines strategy RPG tactics with Japanese high school delinquents. So it's another game that looks sort of like that. Sort of like isometric, you know, kind of Octopath style a little bit. 16-bit, you know?
I want a game with American delinquents. Because, like, the Japanese delinquents, I've seen them in anime many times.
Yeah,
they're tame compared to Americans.
Oh, God. I mean, we have a lot of delinquents in this country, man. Are you kidding? All right, so there you go. It revolves around Japanese high school delinquents, like we said. It's been warring against another high school. So it's just a, like, gang rivalry type stuff, you know.
I don't know why you're talking about it sounding like Octopath when the last game was like that.
Just in style. Just in the graphics.
It sounded like you said it looked like it.
Yeah, looked like it. Not is like it.
You're talking about, it sounds like you're talking about two completely different games. The Octopath game is the codename Wandering Sword game. I've been busy doing the bathroom thing.
Eric, can two games from a different genre look alike?
No. This is a tactics RPG.
That's not possible.
It's not possible. Graphically, they can't look alike, Eric? You mean to tell me two...
You're thinking of Triangle Strategy.
No, I am not. And maybe it looks like Triangle Strategy too, but the graphics-wise, to me, it reminds me of Octopath. Now, especially the last game.
This one? No, nah.
Yeah,
not that,
well,
not
I, we can agree to disagree. Do you have the next story up, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it.
Gotten
into VR space. Not so much, Hawkman, but Freak 5, who's usually in chat, does play a lot. All right, Eric, next story.
I need
story.
To go over to my brother's and play his.
Far Away From Home. Is a story-driven tactical RPG set to release for PC this summer that also does not look like Triangle Strategy.
Yeah, this one does not look like that.
No, neither of them do.
Well, I think the other one does, but that's just difference of opinion. I don't know. What do you think this looks like, Eric? What game would you compare this? Tactics? Final Fantasy Tactics?
Mercenary Sagas, especially because of its low budget quality.
Mm. Yeah, it does look low budget, but it looks kind of cool. I mean, this is a game I think Break would probably check out.
Developed by Matthew Wong, set to release for PC, no console release, because I guess they got to get the game made first and then find someone who would be willing to do a port.
Yeah.
But, it says, after a catastrophic global incident, Sinon and his friends find themselves in a strange yet familiar world. So it's an isekai? Okay. Well, the name, I guess the title suggests that, but okay. But, sounds too similar to No Way Home.
Yeah.
Or the title.
Scotty says Tactics Ogre. Maybe it looks like Tactics Ogre a little bit. I see that a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Tactics Ogre was fun, but it just didn't have that, like, that, I don't know what it is about the Final Fantasy Tactics games. It just didn't have that.
It's weird, too.
You're just biased.
Because Tactics is definitely more stripped down Tactics Ogre.
Yeah.
But like, they added layers of complexity to make up for it in the areas that they didn't completely crib from.
Yeah, Hawkfan says, check out Shortstack VR.
Especially in the terms of its narrative, because like, Final Fantasy Tactics narrative is not nearly as politically driven as the Tactics Ogre game is.
Hawkfan says, check out Shortstack VR. A personal friend of mine that does great VR stuff on YouTube. I'll check it out, Hawkman, for sure, man. Sounds cool. I don't have a VR.
Now I want a short stack.
Now I want a short stack of pancakes. Yes. All right, Break, next story, please.
A stack of pancakes.
Yeah, how about like 10 stacks of pancakes? How about that?
God, yes. All you can eat pancakes. Let's do this.
Yes. All right, Break.
As long as they're all good. I mean, like, because, like, I think House of Pancakes sells does something.
Dude, like I haven't met a pancake I haven't liked, really. I mean, Denny's does good pancakes, IHOP, you know, the whole bunch, man.
Burger King pancakes are pretty disappointing.
I never had Burger King pancakes. I didn't even know they did pancakes.
Yep.
All right.
Jack in the Box does pancakes, too.
Jack in the Box, of all places? Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That's his catch. Yeah, exactly. I like that, Huck, man. That's really cool. All right, next Break.
Coming to us live from RPG site. There's a giant Hulu ad. I'm trying to block my story here. Mana Finder is a colorful pixel art RPG set and released for PC in 2022. It's about trying to find a man.
Mana Finder.
Shit, you're right. It's about trying to find mana. My bad.
Right. It looks good, man.
I'm just going to skip ahead. 8 to 12 hours of playtime. Explore the fantastical environments of Avi with over 23 different biomes. Fight over 120 different beasts, each with unique design and combat strategy. Use different weapons and elemental ores during combat to exploit enemy weaknesses. Blah, blah, blah. This is all stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It looks really good, man. It sort of looks like a
syrup.
Yeah, it sort of looks like, I don't know, in between like an 8 and 16-bit style with lots of colorful, good pixelation, man. I dig it, man. This is good stuff. This is like old-school goodness, you know.
The perspective immediately reminds me of Phantasy Star 2.
Yeah.
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 Good one. Phantasy Star 2 and 4.
Yeah.
And 4, yeah.
Yeah. Good analogy there, Eric. All right, Eric, next story, please. Mine is next. Yeah, let me go next.
It's yours.
Yeah, it's mine. Half Baked Girl. Oh, and I mean, look, perfect timing. Half Baked Girls. We just had Man Finder. Let's look for girls now.
That's Mana Finder.
I know, Mana Finder. I know. Just a play on words.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. I'm sorry.
Half Baked Girls. I mean, you know, Break is a bad influence. Half Baked Girls is a traditionally styled indie RPG where two girls find themselves in a scissor hole. No, I'm kidding. find themselves
Don't
trapped.
You have my attention now.
No, find themselves in a haunted mansion. I meant to say, I want it to be scissor style, but you know, it's not the way it is. So there you go. Features command based 3D RPG, efficient auto mode, precise manual mode, one novel worth of a story, intriguing subquest, ability enhancing tarot cards. And, this is right up my alley too. So man, all these games in a row, except the tactics stuff, you know, it's like, you know. Let's see. Hawkfan says he's freelancing for a VR company out of Miami. Dude's a VR genius in developing game. You would enjoy it. Heck yeah, man. Not HTTM yet. I know, Hawk fan. Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be hot tub, man. It's going to be fun. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Hold on. Let me get rid of this unresponsive webpage.
I know.
Bad webpage. Go
ahead. Yeah. Ignis Universia, Awakening of the Erudite Empress, and that's a mouthful title.
That's what she said.
That's the title of the game?
Yeah, yes. And there's a point to it. Let me get to it.
Yeah, but you won't be able to buy your game. Like,
you it's gotta... a tongue-in-cheek JRPG VN hybrid developed by Random Potion Oi, set to release for PC, Kickstarter campaign in early 2022, raising more than 1,000 euros for the project. Developer's second game in the series, following the free Ignis Universa Eternal Sister Saga DX. And it is, like I said, it's tongue-in-cheek, which is in the title.
Yeah. Well, I would be interested in playing all these games, but they're all going to be on PC. Hopefully a lot of them will get ported and I can play them. But there you go. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Break, you're up next.
Well, that's what you get for using Linux, Frank. coming to us live from RPG site, Curse of Eternity is a dystopian action RPG set to release for PC in 2022, another PC
game. I know. That's something else I cannot play yet, so that really sucks.
Well, let me see. It's an action RPG developed by Emakaida Games?
Yeah.
Emakaida?
I have no idea. You're a Kaida.
You're a Kaida.
Mama's a Kaida.
Cicada.
You're a
cicada. You're a cicada. Anyways.
It's true. What's that?
Nothing.
Set in the dystopian world, players choose the gladiator, assassin, or mage and customize their build to take on the guardians of the demigoddess Madahata.
This game looks good.
I'm just going to call her Margarita.
This game looks good, but I think the controls would suck in this game. I could be wrong. It looks really good. Like I'm saying, I would play something like this, but the control-wise, it's sort of an isometric, like, behind-the-shoulder kind of view, but close-in is the best way. Like, but it just, to me, it seems like casting your spells and stuff would be kind of a chore. I don't know. It just looks like it might have tank controls. I could be completely wrong, though. But
God, I hope not.
I hope not either. All right, anything else on this break? All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Ooh, Gorillaz is going on tour. I just got that ad. That's cool. Shiba, New Dawn is a side-scroller RPG inspired by Arabian culture.
Shiba.
Can I say Shiba? I mean, does it matter?
No, because it's not spelled that way.
S-H-E-B-A is not Shiba?
No, Shiba's I. See?
No, you're thinking Japanese, dude.
Is there a cat food called Shiba?
It could be Shiba or Sheba.
I'm pretty sure there's a cat food spelled exactly like that called Shiba.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I think it could be either way. But anyways.
I mean, this is Arabian, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shiba cat food. It's Shiba.
Yeah, it's Shiba, dude.
Right.
It's definitely Shiba.
You're just being a bully, Eric.
Yeah, exactly,
you're
Eric.
A big meanie.
Your bully tactics aren't working on to me today, sir. Damn it. All right. New Dawn side-scroller inspired by Arabian culture. We don't have enough RPGs inspired by other cultures. I want to see the Mexican-inspired one, though.
Like, the only other one I know of is Exile, and that's only tenuous at best.
Yeah.
I mean,
this looks kind of cool.
Play that game all the time? Are you kidding me?
Oh, God. I would play it all the time, man.
A game called Exile, and Frank isn't, like, a big player of it?
Right. I exile people all the time, man. Well, there you go. It looks kind of cool. I mean...
Exile and Exile, too. I never played either of them, though.
Yeah, neither have I. It looks, you know, like a basic side-scroller, kind of a Metroidvania-ish with, I don't know, the graphics. It's not very graphics-intensive, but, I mean, it looks okay. It looks a little sluggish.
At least this is coming to a platform you can play it on.
I know. The past few stories have been, like, PC, which is, like, something I can't, you know. For any VR players, check out Pavlov. Yes, Godema says tomato. Still in beta, but free to play FPS. Ooh, Pavlov. I might look at some video of that, Hawk fan. I don't have VR, but that sounds cool. All right, Eric, next story, please. We got to get through this story. News.
As soon as my thing will load.
That's what she said.
I had to completely close out my browser because it kept locking up.
Okay, it's worth starting off at gate. You want me to do it, Eric?
I got it. All right. Gatewalkers is a cooperative action survival RPG set to release for PC.
Of course it is.
No planned console releases as
they hate me. These guys hate me, man. They don't want me to play these games.
Well, correct. Any games are made for PC first, and then we'll consider porting them later, depending on how successful and how much money we have left.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Well, no, it's the fact that they listen to the show, and they all just do it despite Frank.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking
They're all
telling you to buy a Steam Deck next year, Frank.
I know. I might, dude. I have to get an Xbox first, like a new Xbox, but
it's developed by Polis Studio A2 Softworks and features four-player co-op.
Later, Hawk fan.
Worlds, and it looks like it plays a lot like Diablo.
Yeah, it does, and it looks really good.
That's what they probably mean by procedurally generated, because Diablo did that.
Yeah. Hey, Hawk fan, thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate it. It says much love, everybody. So, thanks.
Only like the dungeons were procedurally generated, though. The areas between the dungeons were fixed.
Looks really good, though, man. I mean, it basically is a Diablo clone, and I'm down for that, man. I like it. I like stuff like that.
But it looks like it's slightly sci-fi.
Yeah, maybe, but still it's got a lot of, like, Diablo-esque elements, man. I mean, it looks good, man. I mean, we should be happy with games like this, you know? I mean, seriously. All right, break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Cargasm is a dark narrative driving turn-based
RPG. Did you just
RPG.
Say Cargasm?
Yeah, it's a dark narrative driving RPG.
No, it's Cargas.
Cargas.
Wait, oh, shit, maybe I need glasses. Cargas is a dark narrative-driven turn-based RPG. Oh, sorry. I had that all wrong. My bad.
I like that.
I'm skipping ahead. Cargas is a dark narrative-driven turn-based RPG developed by Frymore and published by Top Hat Studios. That's a nice name. I like that. The game is also planned to release for PlayStation 4, 5, and the consoles and Switch, of course.
Yep.
The game tells the story of an unwell child on the brink of death and his adventures through surreal, cryptic surroundings. Well, that sounds like a fun, happy story there.
Yeah, I know. Freak Five's in chat. He said he sent, I'm assuming, RP Grinders a notification, but maybe he sent it to me. I don't know. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to have you in there.
I want to read the bullet points on this one. Story-driven turn-based RPG where your choices matter. I like that. Authentic synthwave soundtrack that fits the atmosphere. Original art with thoughtfully crafted locations. And this is my favorite line, a naive protagonist. they point out he's naive for some reason. Or she, I don't know. Ability to make friends unlike real life. that's it. But,
I don't see anything that you sent RP Grinders, Freak 5. Maybe you can fill us in or give me a link so I can look at it. But I don't see anything.
It looks really low-file, but it looks like it's kind of disturbing.
It does look very low-file, Eric, but yeah, it does look disturbing as well. I mean, my kind of game, and it's something I can play, so that's cool. I mean, I'll wait till it goes down to like $5 or something, but you know.
It looks like you got Chinese food this time. And that's what he's showing us.
Oh, there you go.
And he's not eating with chopsticks because...
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Freak 5. I'm, like, extremely hungry as it is, but there you go. All right, I get to
try eating with chopsticks. It's
right. Extremely hard. I get to do the next story coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Astlibra Revision is a medieval side-scroller RPG set to release for Steam. Of course, Steam. And it looks gorgeous, though. I will say, this game looks really good. It's a... it's in the style of maybe like Salt and Sanctuary, kind of, I guess, but a lot more colorful, not quite as dark.
I hope the characters are better in motion, because they kind of look stiff.
It does look a little stiff, but it looks okay. I mean, like I said, I mean,
it looks like it's got a very Castlevania vibe to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it does look like that. It was a skillet meal from Perkins. That Chinese food that you thought was Chinese break? It was a skillet meal from Perkins.
Oh, really? That's not Chinese food at all. Huh?
Yeah, not okay. at all.
I see chicken, I see rice, and I see broccoli. I mean...
I could see the logical conclusion there, but I don't know, this game looks pretty good, but it does look a little stiff, you know, I hope it doesn't play like that, but there you go. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Mercenaries Rebirth, Call of the Wild Lynx, which we talked about before for the Switch, is coming to Steam. It says later this year, doesn't say when, so like whenever they can get it done, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some gameplay here. Another one that's sort of like graphics-wise has, I mean, you could argue this, Eric, but it looks a little Octopath Traveler-esque, but tactical form. At least no, graphics.
We discussed this, Frank. You can't have games with the same graphics engines in different genres.
Well, if you're compared to anything, compared to Triangle Strategy.
It's just completely impossible. It's never been done before.
Breakman, you son of a bitch. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Everything's from RPG. Well, been busy
I feel like in order to be a game that's close to Octopath, it kind of has to play like it, and it has to have the Unreal Engine, and this does not.
Not graphics-wise, man. I mean, graphics, you could make games that look similar. They don't have
to. And needs HD 2D art style.
Yeah. All right, Break.
Oh, remember Little Big Planet, how you can make so many different genres with that game and stuff?
Yeah.
That was so cool. Anyway, coming to this live from RPG Site, 2D Dark Fantasy Action RPG Lost Epic releases on July 28th for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC. I would just call it Dark Action Fantasy RPG.
I know, right? Lost Epic sounds kind of cool, though. I mean, it does sound kind of cool.
The developer team Earth Wars and publisher 1 or 8 announced that Lost Epic... What? 1 or 8? That's in their publish. Whatever. I'm moving on. Lost Epic will also support online co-op for other 3 players, which is cool. We talked about that a few bits ago with another game. In order to commemorate Team Earth War's first project, Earth's Dawn, Lost Epic is getting an Earth's Dawn crossover character skin that has unique abilities too. Okay.
I kind of get a Dragon's Crown, like a Vanillaware vibe from this game. Not exactly, but it looks good. Looks really good, and I'll be able to play it on the PS5
it's
if it ever comes over.
It's also another Souls-like, I guess.
It does look good. Man, so many great games coming up, for sure. All right, is that it, Break?
Well, I'm confused on this. It says the publisher's 1 or 8, but they say the publisher's been releasing new areas and stuff like that. Wouldn't it come from the developer?
That's what I would.
They have to go right through the. Does it have to go
could
through
be
the
a typo. Could be like you know. Could be a typo. Okay. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Story-driven RPG. Meg's Monster revealed at Indie Live Expo.
Well, we're talking about them together, so I guess one has to sign off on the other's stuff.
Yeah. All right, Meg's Monster. Let's see. It's coming to the Switch and PC sometime in fall 2022. It released another adventure RPG, Bear's Restaurant, last October on Switch and Steam too. So they must have did fairly well with that. It's kind of a cutesy little game. It looks like sort of like a Monsters Inc. type scenario. I guess is the best way to. In Meg's Monster. Players take control of a nearly invulnerable monster named Roy. He starts with 99,999 hit points and has the power to drive back any threat. Roy accompanies a mysterious young girl named Meg. She's lost, and when she cries, the entire world is in peril. Meg's tears have the power to summon the apocalypse. Throughout Meg's Monster, the biggest threat isn't if foes can topple Roy. Rather, can Roy keep Meg from crying as he fights? If Meg starts to cry, Roy and his enemies will have bigger problems to worry about. Players venture.
So you don't have to worry about his HP. So you have to worry about cry points, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's a unique concept.
If cry points get down to zero, the game ends.
I mean, I kind of like the concept of this. It's something a little different, you know. Yeah, we don't have Perkins over here anymore either. They all closed down. I used to love Perkins, but you know, whatever. All right, let's see. Break. Next story, please.
Wait, we have another story? I thought we were out. Shit.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, Star Wars. Let's
see. Hold on, then let me stall here for a moment.
I like how you're stalling, man. Your stalling tactics are working, because I'm guessing right about now you have the story kind of loading up, and you're ready to go, right?
Well, no, not quite. getting there.
Oh.
Now I see a blank screen, and I see the title starting to pop up.
Right, which is all you need, but, you know.
I know, yeah. This isn't from RPG Site. That's good news.
I know.
This is from noisypixel.net. Have we ever said...
I don't think we've ever used them before, so good on them.
Coming to us live from noisypixel.net. Hello, noisypixel.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm good. Thanks for asking. what? You laughing at me, Frank?
Yes, I did, man. Oh. All right, continue on, sir.
Okay, coming to us live from noisypixel.net. I like that name.
I like it,
Star Wars Jedi Survivor officially announced for PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Released in 2023. So there you go. Throughout this action-adventure experience, players are reintroduced to Jedi Cal Kestis 5 years after the conclusion of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Still on the run from the Empire and feeling the strain of being hunted as one of the few remaining Jedi, he evades them alongside his companion, B2-1. Third of the combat system is slated to grow dynamically in innovative ways. I love throwing at just enemies sitting by the edge of a wall or something like that, or a cliff.
Let me ask you...
Well, goodbye, right. Push.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Break, because you know a lot more about Jedi lore than I do. Weren't the Jedi almost completely wiped out except for, like, Luke and, like, that's about it? Like, wasn't it?
There were. You have to think, like, this is a galaxy of like countless numbers and
right,
stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So the movies only really, the original only showed that there were only two survivors, which was Obi-Wan and
Luke,
Yoda.
Right?
But they never said there weren't any other survivors.
Ah, okay. All right.
They just said that Obi-Wan just said that they're nearly extinct. Which is true, because at the end of Revenge of the Sith, Revenge of the Sith, they stormed the Jedi Temple, and a lot of them killed. And then you see Order 66, where a lot of the ones that aren't there are killed too.
Yeah,
but there were survivors, and they've been fleshing that story out lot lately. Now, actually, the new Obi-Wan show is going to be fleshing that out too, where there are other survivors on the run, hiding from the hiding from Vader and the Emperor.
Dungeon in chat, he says, I bet there wouldn't have been a rebellion if the Empire had enough Perkins restaurants. I mean, yeah, exactly, Dungeon. I totally agree, dude. Perkins,
I've never been to a Perkins.
Oh, God.
Remember those edible salad bowls?
Oh, God, dude. Everything was good at Perkins, man. Like that. That and First Cafeteria was pretty awesome, too, man. I used to, for Christmas, I know this is going to sound really sad, but like for Christmas, I used to go there with my ex and our kids, because, you know, we were kind of the black sheeps. But, I mean, it was really good. They had really good food there. But Perkins is good, man. I wish we still had them here. But whatevs. I mean, they got to take away everything that is good in this world. You know, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But
yeah. Yeah, there were so many good restaurants. They're gone. Well, they're gone now, and I'm sad.
I know.
Oh, well.
I know. Right? What can I do? And there's nothing you can do, man. All right, we got through that plethora of news.
I got to eat in a Perkins anyway, because we still have a pandemic. I don't want to eat in places.
Yeah, I know. All right, we got through all the news.
We're always going to be in a pandemic, because it's one at this point.
I know.
Like, we've completely stopped fighting it.
Yeah, I mean, when the CDC comes out and says everybody's going to get it by the end of the year, why should we all be, you know, bound to our homes if that's the case, man? Let's just go out and have fun. I mean, fuck, if we're all going to get it, I mean, whoever dies, dies, right? I mean, I could be a victim. I mean, any of us could be a victim.
That's apparently what the case is. Like, yeah, the Evil won. What can I say?
Yeah.
They won the COVID wars. The anti-maskers won. Good for you.
Freak 5 says,
thanks
I used
to the world we get to live in.
Right. I used to go to Perkins after leaving the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, in all honesty, Breakman, if you're vaccinated, I mean, you're in fairly good shape, right? I mean, right. You know, I mean, that's what you have to.
But there are other people like that aren't, and it just it's so fucking pissed me.
I know.
Yeah, I used to go to a Perkins. There was one right across from a bowling alley. We'd play until like midnight, 2 a.m., the late night bowling, and then go eat Perkins.
It was like
there used to be a Perkins in this town next over, but
yeah, it was like a high
but,
class
like, now
Denny's.
It's something else.
It was like a so better Denny's.
There is a Perkins still around here, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's no Perkins around here anymore. Don't come around here no more. You know, that's
why'd you say
it
that
is.
With like a country accent?
I don't know. That's my best Tom Petty. You know.
That was a bad Tom Petty.
I know. I'm not.
So are you saying that it's a crime that Cracker Barrel exists and Perkins doesn't?
Yes, I am. Because
Cracker
Barrel
sucks.
Yeah. I ate a Cracker Barrel once. It was all right.
Yeah, Scotoma says it's not about the anti-maskers. It's about the vaccine. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is what it is.
So it's the anti-vaxxers, not the anti-maskers.
Yeah.
Well, anti-maskers usually were anti-vaxxers, too. Like, yeah. It was a moving thing. It was everything they were anti, you know.
Yeah. The one I went to, the overnight shift, had a waiter that looked like Riff Raff. Freak 5 says, yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's even cooler, man. You go right from Rocky Horror Picture Show to see Riff Raff at the Perkins? Sweet. All right, we're not going to do homie discounts this week. Breakman, should I play your music or not?
No, because I can't even tell the difference between Chinese food and Perkins.
I guess not.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Mostly Mortal Kombat 11. I still don't have all the fatalities unlocked, which is really fucking irritating.
Oh, God, that is irritating, man.
Yeah, of all the things to put behind the random generator of loot.
I know, the fuck, that's what everybody wants is the goddamn fatalities. Stop, yep. You know.
Put the friendships behind it. Nobody wants the fucking friendships. The only reason I use them is because they're worth more points than fatalities, which is irritating, too.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever. I'm not bitching anymore, but whatever.
Bernie's in chat. What's up, Bernie? Nice to have you in here. She must be on break.
Halo's still chugging along. I think it's losing people by the day still, so we'll see what happens. Not the new season's out, and they've got another event going on. We'll see.
That's how most games are.
Enough.
Ooh, I don't know, man. Is Halo in trouble, Break? Like seriously?
Like they're not. It doesn't seem like they're in a rush to fix like the major problems. They're trying to fix the things that made the people mad, like the speedrunners and stuff like that. They're using bugs to speedrun shit like that.
Yeah.
On the new update, they got rid of a lot of bugs, and that's what people are mad about. I mean, instead of, you know, worrying about the fact you still don't have Forge or the co-op done, or we were promised more weapons at one point. You know, there are a lot of things that have been promised that are still not delivered on yet.
Scotoma says he's been playing Borderlands 1 with hacks. That would be a ton
of
fun.
I love Borderlands.
Borderlands is great.
The whole series, I love it.
I still
play the third one, though.
Eric and I played Borderlands 1 co-op. It's one of the few games that we got a chance to. I mean, we suffered through it because, you know, the fucking, just the way online was working back in the day. But, you know, neither one of us had the greatest connection, but it was fun. We had a ton of fun. I think we did, right, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
And Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, how's that going for you, man?
Breath of the Wild. I think I only have, like, 8 more shrines to find and, like, maybe 20 of those little mini side quests.
Damn, you're getting close to finishing it all, man.
Yeah, like, what's left? Like, finding, like, the legendary armor and shield and the horse, I think. Yeah, other than that, I've beaten all the monsters and the shrines, and it's just Ganon left on his little tower up there, a little bitch-ass trick.
Yeah, you're going to kick his ass,
I'm going to get
man.
You that motherfucker.
You yeah. will. You will. And then you will be victorious, and then you'll have Breath of the Wild 2 to look forward to next year. I got to finish Breath of the Wild.
I got the DLC.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that shouldn't be
I've got my stack of games, Switch games over here waiting for me to play, but I'm sorry. Breath of the Wild's too good. Sorry, other games.
I think I'm going to tackle Breath of the Wild after I beat Shibuya Scramble, which is what I've been playing, but I think that's what I'm going to tackle, man.
It's Breath of the Wild is probably my game of the century.
It's really good, man. It's really, yeah. really good. You can't heap enough praise on that game, honestly. Nope. All right, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing... first, before that, I did want to mention it. I didn't get to include it in the news because I found it just before the show started. But Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords is coming to the Switch. And it's apparently going to have the cut content that was left out of the game initially.
Awesome.
That modders somewhat put back into the game.
That's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That would make me get the game.
Yeah, because 2 sucked.
It comes out, like, not too long from now.
From what I remember, 2 sucked because they cut all that shit out, you know? So, that'll be good. All right, what are you even playing, Eric?
More Salt and Sacrifice. I beat the game. I got the Platinum. Now I'm working on the PS4 version's Platinum.
Jesus Christ, Eric. You're a fucking game master, man.
Then I played some more Kirby and the Forgotten Land, knocked out the second, or the post-game content, and then did the arena for the penultimate boss battle that also results in a sort of ending.
Alright.
And I don't think I'll get 100% on it, because to get 100%, you need to get all the collectible gotchas that you can get by either doing various things in the game or just buying them all. But like, there's one in particular that requires you to do the Tilt and Tumble mini game. And stage 3 is just really hard.
Skodama says Star Trek Online. How's that going for you?
Other than that, I played Pocky and Rocky Reshrine. I imported the Japanese release because for some reason the Western release isn't out yet, even though it's supposed to be out by now. It got pushed, I guess. Mm. But wondering what's taking them so long. Okay. But I didn't feel like waiting, so I just bought it on PlayAsia, because it comes out to about the same price anyway. But, it has English support, so it's not really a problem. But the title screen is still in Japanese. It's fun. I got to, like, stage 5, and that's where I am currently.
Awesome. Skodama says Star Trek Online is what he's been playing. I like Star Trek, Skodama. That's, I don't know about the games, but Star Trek in general I like.
I don't remember you ever mentioning that.
I think the Japanese name for the game is Shin Kiki Kai Kai.
Whatever that means.
It's not the same guy who gets fat later in life.
Apparently he means, Kiki Kai Kai means mysterious ghost world in Japanese.
Gotcha.
And bad mouths his fellow stars and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right. Break, do you have a review this week? Because neither I or Eric have a review.
I actually did watch a movie this week.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me... Hold
Disney
on.
Channel.
I got to give you a proper introduction, man. Hold on.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Break. Go for it.
Disney Channel. I guess it's been a couple years now. Had the Disney or had the DuckTales revival.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big thing. And throughout the last season, they really started bringing in other characters outside of the DuckTales and bringing them in from other shows like Tailspin and Darkwing Duck. And there was a slight cameo in a couple episodes of the Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Rescue Rangers have gotten their own movie again. I fucking loved the Rescue Rangers when I was a kid.
Who didn't, man? Who didn't?
Fucking loved them. Of all the Disney cartoons, the Rescue Rangers were definitely my favorite. I mean, until gargoyles, you know. Until
gargoyles, they, of course. I mean,
there's enough to top that. We've already discussed
right.
this.
I mean, there's no top in that shrine, man. Fucking gargoyles.
I never got into Bonkers.
Bonkers was okay. It wasn't anything special. It was just okay. But anyways, Rescue Rangers are back with their own new movie, and this one goes kind of crazy with the meta.
Yeah, and it's almost not even a Rescue Rangers movie. It's just a Chip and Dale movie.
Yeah, it is really just a Chip and Dale movie. That's a good call. But it's not the traditional Chip and Dale movie of them, you know, being the chipmunks and being the little rascals, being a pain in the ass to Donald Duck. They were TV stars, essentially. And it's sort of like the world of Roger Rabbit, where cartoons are interacting with humans, just like it's a normal day and everything, normal world. But what I thought was really neat in this movie is they mix different animation styles. Unlike what you usually see, like in Roger Rabbit, it was 2D and then, you know, live, real life. Mm-hmm. In this one, they've got 3D animation, they've got the stop motion animation, and of course 2D, and the way they blend them all together is just so weird, and it looks really neat. It just the whole movie looks really cool, and there are a lot of I think they did the miniature gag a lot better than Ant-Man did. I think when they're you see their little apartment and stuff like that, everything's like miniaturized, you know. Their homes. I don't want to spoil the story though. But like I said, they're actors, and now this is like 30 years after their hit show is all long and gone and stuff. And now they're coming back to try and solve a mystery when one of their friends gets kidnapped.
Okay.
Montgomery Jack.
So what are you giving Rescue Rangers?
I don't
know
what I want to give it, because I don't know if I liked it or hated it.
Wow.
That's what the thing is with this movie.
Sounded like you were glowing there for a second there.
Wait, Rick. What'd you say?
Glowing.
Well, would you describe it as enjoyable or interesting?
I love like the animation and stuff like that, but the story, like, it wasn't. It was occasionally funny or something like that, but it was just.
Would it have been better as a series, I guess? Done is better. The question.
I've seen like the type of story done better, but like all the cameos to me is what I liked about the movie more than anything. Like for instance, in a Disney movie, of all characters to make a fucking appearance, Randy Marsh is in there.
Randy Marsh is in,
and like I can't hate the movie because the first song that they play in the movie is a Tenacious D song.
Wow.
Like, and if you know Tenacious D, like, every song has the F word in it. And this is a PG-rated movie, so obviously they couldn't play the F word, but, you know, just hearing a Tenacious D song in a Disney movie is like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a weird experience watching this.
Were there any gargoyles of cameos in it?
I'd probably have to rewatch it to see. Like, there are a lot of, like, cameos, and then there are characters that had bigger parts, like, One of the running jokes of the movie is that remember the Sonic movie, how before it came out they had this original artwork of Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
That character plays a pretty...
Wow.
I don't want to say a big part, but he has a part in the movie.
Wow.
Unlike a lot of the cameos where you just see him like in the background or something like that. Like you'll see a Transformer in the background clapping.
Yeah.
Like he actually gets speaking parts and he gets some screen time.
Skodema says Box Trolls was a really good stop motion movie. I did like Box Trolls, man. That's a great stop motion. Another one is Sheep. That Sheep. Sean, what is it? Sean the Sheep or whatever the fuck... That's a good one too, man.
Like all the background stuff and all that later was really good, but the original story was just kind of the story itself is kind of dull.
I'm jealous of Weiland, man. He's at Combo Breaker right now, man. He's heading back to the floor. He says, "Hey, Weiland, thanks for joining, man. I know you got your plate full today. Hey, give us a full report of what went on at Combo Breaker if you can next week, man. That'd be a ton of fun." All right,
and like I said, it wasn't really a Rescue Rangers movie. Like they're trying to find Montgomery Jack; he's been kidnapped, and that was one of the funnier jokes of the movie. Like they played his love of cheese as an addiction, and he'd been off of cheese for a long time.
Like that.
And he's back on cheese again.
Can we get another 4 or 5 seasons of Gargoyles, Disney, please? And thank you.
Maybe they could. Disney could work a deal with Greg Wiseman, and they could continue the plot from the comics. Do the adaptation of that until they get to the point where the comics stopped,
and just have Keith David back. Keith David and all the original voice actors. Thank you, Disney, and in advance for doing that. That's
Jonathan Frakes, bring him back too. Absolutely.
Yeah, bring them all, man. Shit, that is about as perfect of a cartoon as you can possibly get.
Has he been in Picard at all? I haven't watched the show.
I don't imagine
he's going to show up in that show, at least.
I mean, what is he doing, man?
I imagine he's not completely retired. I think he mostly does like background work, like the directing and.
Does Picard have a future, though? Apparently, a lot of people didn't care for the second season of it, especially.
Yeah, a lot of people loved the first season, hated the second. So we'll see. But it is what it
is. But back to the Rescue Rangers. This shouldn't really have been called the Rescue Rangers. Like Zipper and Gadget don't even show up till like the end of the movie. And they're a couple, by the way. Which I found really gross.
Tiny fly.
Did you guys hear that they're going to do 97 X-Men cartoon series? The answer is emphatically yes, and we can't wait. I hope it's a lot
better than the Fox tripe that came out.
Take a guess as to who Zipper is voiced by.
The guy that Quagmire?
No, he's not really known for voice acting. He's mostly known for actually acting. I'll give you a hint. He played a president on the television show.
Dennis Haysbert.
That's correct.
Yes, I got it.
He voices Little Zipper. So
what? Crazy.
Zipper never talked before.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's why they get away with having Dennis Haysbert.
That's kind of cool. I mean, that's an inspired choice, actually, Brake, if you think about it.
And there are some funny jokes in there. And of course, what's-his-name shows up in it, because he's in every movie now. And makes an Ant-Man joke, in fact.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds? I was going to say Ryan
Reynolds. Well, he's in every other movie in The Rock. Those three guys are in everything.
I like Paul Rudd, though, man. He's really good.
I like all of them. I mean, that's why they're in everything, because everybody likes them.
Yeah. All right, so no score, just
yeah, no score, because I don't know what I think about the movie. Like, there are things I liked and things I'm just like, God, why am I watching this?
I mean, you could go with the 5. That's right in the middle. You know, I mean, neither here nor there.
I don't know. Like, because... like there are good voice acting choices in this movie too. Like they got the original Gadget to reprise a role. For instance, Chip is voiced by one of the guys who's did Big Mouth, one of the main guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, girl. Sorry, there's a cat meowing at me. She's just shooting me. I love you, little girl. What's up?
Right on. If you're angry, cat appearance.
I
like that.
Go look somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know what to give it. I just.
All right, we'll skip on it for now. If you ever
meta and you like cartoons, like I think it's interesting for the cartoon, but the story itself is like, man, like I've kind of seen this story before.
Freak 5 says, "WTF? I hope I never see the porn version of this movie." Yeah, me neither, man. That's
Ugh, like when I think of like.
They'll make Zipper just a penis with wings.
Is that Cool World movie? God, I hated that.
Oh, God, I hated that movie too.
They're trying to make that character look sexy and stuff like that. I'm like, this is a cartoon character. Like, Jessica Rabbit, like, hey, like, she's got big boobs. They're big cartoon boobs. Like, it's a cartoon.
And a sexy voice too, man. You gotta include that.
Well, yeah, the voice is nice, but yeah. Whatever.
All right. Let's move on, because we've got a huge topic to discuss here. We're going to...
That makes it for just a penis of wings.
Right, exactly. Let's move on here. Let's move on to Stinkos of the Week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman.
I don't think it's a good review when you enjoy the background more than the foreground, you know, of the movie.
Yeah,
is the thing. And I just really what was going on in the background of the movie and like all the sight gag stuff like that. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
just the main plot sucked. Anyway,
all right, Stink of the Week, Breakman. I'm pretty sure you're gonna have the same one as I.
Yeah, I think everybody. There's what else can we say?
Yeah,
I mean, we've talked about this a billion times. As usual, the people who are for guns are saying it's mental health issues, and they don't want to spend money on mental health issues. And then they say it's mental health. It's we should be limiting the access of people with mental health. Well, we want stricter gun laws. Well, we can't do that. We can't have it make it harder to buy guns. So which one is it? Is it harder? Do you want it harder for people that are mentally not shouldn't have a gun to get them? Or, I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to address this real quick.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Frank.
Okay.
I didn't even say what happened.
Anybody who's
watching outside the country probably even heard this. Right. Everybody's listening knows exactly what we're talking about.
Right, right. Let me real quick get to Scotoma's topic. They do that shit to hypersexualize children that watch Disney stuff. Well, I mean, that's going on anyways, Scotoma. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You just got to avoid it if you're older. You know, I mean, I guess. I don't know what to say. But as far as this topic goes, we're talking, of course, about the Uvalde, Texas shooting, school shooting. Okay, you mentioned some stuff here, Brake. I have been on record on this show as saying I'm a big Second Amendment guy, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's no reason you can't be pro-gun and be pro, like, gun
measures,
background checks,
right.
and measures and stuff like that. You
right.
can do both,
right?
And people are acting like you can't.
Right, right. You're right. I mean, that's you're right, Brake.
One issue. That's another issue. Mental
yeah.
health issues, like. Like an 18-year-old kid shouldn't be able to go get a machine gun and tons of ammo.
I agree.
He just shouldn't be.
I agree. But
shouldn't be a sent to war either. We've talked about this many
times.
We don't think 18-year-olds should be
right.
considered an adult.
I agree. With all of the above, Breakman. But I want to mention a couple of things. As a big Second Amendment guy, I don't own one gun, right? Because I don't find it necessary for myself. Right.
Well, let me interrupt you real quick too. With I'm someone with mental health issues. We've talked
right.
about this a lot.
Right.
If I bought a gun, you know who'd be in the most danger? Me.
Yourself. Right.
Yeah. I can't own a gun.
Right.
Just period.
And it's. I'm glad that you can actually have the foresight to realize that, Breakman. Like it would not be a good thing for you. But there are tons of people in this country that have mental health issues that do own guns, and this kid. I call him a kid because he
and
just
that's
turned.
That's why suicide rates are one of the
right.
high in this country. Because
right.
yeah, it's so easy to kill yourself.
Somebody made a very good analogy. Like I told you guys, I'm a big Second Amendment guy, right? But the way that the Second Amendment was written, if you read the amendment, it was for a well-regulated militia. Somewhere between when the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment to 1980, which is when the NRA decided to get really involved in a lot of shit, they changed the meaning of the Second Amendment, right? Scotoma says they want to blame a gun for killing, yet don't blame a fork for getting someone fat. If you say that an 18-year-old shouldn't have a gun, why are we sending them to war? That's exactly our point, Jamie. We're saying don't. We don't want 18-year-olds to fight in foreign wars. We don't want that.
Especially
I don't want that.
When they're wars that are fought for the sake of the quote-unquote national interest, which is whatever the current authority figure at the time wants.
Right.
I mean, how many lives did we lose in Iraq?
And that's based on what his donors want. So basically,
look,
we're going to other countries and installing
right.
governments that are amenable to our interests.
Yeah, right.
So, we're fucking with them when we shouldn't belong.
Right.
It's
Eric.
Not even defending the country.
Eric, let's
but
stay
that's
on.
The excuse. Like, they're counteracting terrorism.
Right.
There. Like, how is what you're doing in another country protect our country? Because obviously it didn't. We went through 9/11.
Right. Eric, and Brake, let me. I got to get this off my chest, right? Because somebody on Twitter put it exactly right, right? I don't believe that we should have a super ban on guns, right? There's no way to do it now. We've got more guns in this country than we have people, right? But the mental health aspect of things we have to address. I think we should raise the age of somebody owning a gun to 21. I think that's the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, if you can't buy alcohol when you're 21, you shouldn't be able to buy something you can kill other people. If you can't buy something you can kill yourself with, then you shouldn't buy something you can kill other people.
There obviously should be exceptions. Like if you're a hunter, you should be able to take your son out to go hunt. And you know,
when we say ban guns, we really mean like assault rifles, essentially.
Right,
like automatic weapons that are meant for war.
Well, hold on. Let me get to this point. Scotoma says, should be the age limit to send somebody to war? It should be 21. That's like the. I mean, I actually would like it to be something like 25, because then that gives you enough basic training here, 4 years of understanding what war is, what you're getting into, you know, how you're going to go about things. Gives you a lot of practice, right, before you go in guns charging into a war that you have nothing, you know, that you may not even support politically or emotionally, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Or I mean, like the Iraq War, it was based on a fucking lie.
Yeah, yeah.
How many young American lives were lost in a war based on a fucking lie?
Too many.
And Freak says, who's making us go to war? Send them.
Some right,
politicians and owners of companies who profit
right
off of a war.
Well,
fight.
Check exactly this out. Who was it?
The Lehman Marcus. Was it Lockwood Martin?
Lockheed Martin.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I get there eventually.
Look, here's what I say. There was a song by System of a Down. I can't remember the name of the song, but one of the lines is, "Why don't presidents go to war?" And that's a very good point. Like, we're always sending our kids, right? Our people are going to war, right? Constantly.
Chop suey.
Yeah, it's chop suey. That's exactly right. You got it. But I just, here's the thing. All right, we cannot limit the guns. The guns are already here. They're here to stay. There's no. You could do buyback programs, which have been fairly successful. A lot of people don't know what to do with their guns. They want to get rid of them in a safe, you know, manner. But here's my whole thing. When you have, and this is both Democrats and Republicans, it's not just a Republican thing. When you have the entire Congress stalling bills that are designed to help people with mental health, you've got a huge problem. Every one of those bills.
Let me.
Can I finish, Eric? Let me finish my thought, man. I have to get through my thoughts here because there's a bunch of them. And my issue isn't with gun owners, right? Like I said, I'm a huge supporter of the Second Amendment, even though the Second Amendment is always misinterpreted because of the NRA. The NRA has interjected itself into the Second Amendment discussion in the wrong way and has changed the Second Amendment to mean something completely different. And the talking points that the GOP raises is not what the Second Amendment is supposed to mean, right? The Second Amendment was basically saying there has to be a well-regulated militia able to rise up against the federal government if it got too big and bloated for its own britches, right? That's what they meant by it. And I still think it should hold true. Although we have a military now that would wipe out any militia. I would put our military up against any militia in the United States in a heartbeat, and it would be a wipeout, right? Name the militia, right? And you can't just say the American people because that's like wrangling cats, right? Nobody agrees. Nobody ever agrees on anything, right? So you can't just say the American people because there's no organization to that, right? If you want to say militia, fine, but I'll put up the military against the militia any day and the military will wipe them out, right? It wouldn't even be close. It wouldn't be this uprising. It wouldn't be a coup. It would be nothing, right? It would be insignificant. It would be a blip, all right? But my main point that I want to make is about the police officers in Uvalde, Texas, who are a bunch of fucking cowards, right? Those are what we should focus on. The absolute ineptness of police departments in the United States. We've seen it over and over and over again. How many times are we going to watch as our hero police department stands outside and watch what's going on inside these buildings, all right? This goes all the way back to things like Columbine. You all remember Columbine? It happened right here in my backyard in Littleton, Colorado.
How can anybody forget these?
Right.
I guess there's been so many.
Okay.
I take that back.
Do you guys remember?
So many, it's easy to forget.
Do you guys remember seeing footage of that? It was eerily reminiscent of the footage that happened at Uvalde, Texas, right? You had a bunch of incompetent piece of shit cops who were cowering outside the building, while inside the building, right, you had rampaging maniacs, emotionally unstable, mentally incompetent kids shoot up a bunch of other kids and teachers in these schools, right? And to boot, those cops are despicable in Uvalde, Texas, right? Those motherfuckers not only didn't run in like they should have, right? They were preventing parents and putting parents into handcuffs that were going to go in there and do something, because these motherfuckers stood out there and did fucking nothing. Right? As 18 kids got killed in that school, they stood there and did nothing.
No, they were actively stopping the parents from doing anything.
Right. Right.
In fact, that one woman
that's
that
more
they
than
handcuffed,
it's the opposite.
So they did
Well, hold on. The woman that they handcuffed and put on a police car, she was able to talk her way out of it, and they eventually handcuffed her. And then she snuck into the school to get her kids.
Yeah. And Jamie's
like,
right in chat.
She outsmarted this fucking piece of shit cops.
Jamie's right. Except the story in Texas was a bit more documented with some of the parents. That's exactly right. But there was film in Columbine showing the ineptness of the motherfucking cops as they... it was 19 people altogether, Scotoma, but 18 kids. And I believe one teacher.
There was two adults. I think... Was it 19 including the shooter?
Well, that's another thing I want to talk about. They fucking lied. The cops lied.
Oh, the cops, yeah. That's what really pisses me off more than anything. They've been caught lying. They've changed the story multiple times.
Right. Fucking liar cops, which they're allowed to do, right? The Supreme Court has deemed it okay for cops to lie. So now we have situations like this where you can't even get the proper information except for journalists on the ground that are there. And what I mean by journalist is what Jamie just said. Parents with their fucking cameras. An objective view of things. Right? I saw a video of a mom getting handcuffed. 19 kids and 2 adults, he said. And that may change. Who knows?
So it was 20. Is 20?
21.
He was only the killer was only 18.
He was 18.
I mean,
yeah, he was 18. And he just turned 18. So the story keeps changing all the time. You can't trust anything. Those motherfuckers. The governor should go in there and take a swath and get rid of every one of them. He should get rid of that piece of shit that yesterday was saying that there was an armed policeman at the front that confronted the shooter, which was absolute horseshit and nonsense, right? That guy should be immediately fired. His underling came out the next day, changed the narrative, said there was nobody in the front. So which is it? Was there somebody there or not? They're denying they handcuffed, but yet there's video out there,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've seen the video.
Got video. I saw the video of it. Yeah. Saw the video.
We've seen the video of how they're treated. Because the one of the guys that was taking video was he lost his kid there.
Somebody, okay.
Trying for them to cops to help.
I got another channel. It's called Mexican Longhair, right?
And look, I understand like that they might want cops to like crowd control and stuff like that. But were there any cops in the building doing anything?
Nope. Nothing. Nothing.
The guy in charge wasn't letting them go in.
No, they were cowards. They're all cowards. Break. Every single one of the, you know what happened? You know how this madness ended? Let me tell you how this madness ended real quick. An off-duty Border Patrol agent who had a kid in that school, a fourth grader, got a frantic text from his wife or girlfriend, I can't remember, right? He got a frantic text describing what was going on. He was in the middle of a haircut. He got up. He left. He booked it over to that school. Right? he went in, or before he went in, he was talking with the other Border Patrol agents that were on the outside, and he went in, and he tried to make a difference, right? But this is about an hour after everything. Finally, the tactical team went in and shot the guy. But he, of course, went in and got his kid, right?
Yeah.
So somebody text or left me a comment on my other channel yesterday, and they said, look up this guy's name. And I don't know if he was trying to say that this guy was a hero. This guy was not a hero. He had a kid in there, and he went and did what any father would have done, right? He just had a little more clout, right? He had Border Patrol on his title, and that allowed him to be there and go in because nobody else was allowed to go in. A mom was handcuffed. They were pushed. Well, I saw another video.
She had to sneak in.
I saw another video of a cop pushing back parents as they were begging them to go inside that building.
So while this is all going on, Frank, the kids are repeatedly calling 911, begging for help.
Help, help. And they were yelling help.
One kid was begging, please send the police, please send the police.
Right.
While the police were out fucking side.
I'm so disgusted with the police in this country. And this is just another long list of examples of why we should start over with police. Because they are incompetent and they are not doing their jobs. I've said it before. 2% of all crime in this country is solved. 2% out of a possible 100%. What good is our police force if they can't solve fucking crimes? They're busy out there chastising citizen journalists like myself, right? I've got videos of cops harassing me, doing what I do, trying to report on stories on the street in Denver. Right? And here they are shining their lights in my cameras and causing me all kinds of fucking shit. Right? But yet we got kids in schools being shot because these assholes don't want to man up and go in there and protect people. They're a big problem in this country. The police are America's number one fucking enemies. Not the mass shooters. Right? Not regular criminals. The number one public enemy in the United States is our police force. Take that to the bank. You know, we're not I'm not depending on police, Jamie. I'll never call the police. You know, unless I'm sick and dying. The number's 911. I have to call that number. You know what I mean?
We need to clarify some things too. Like when we say like, we're not saying like take everybody's guns away.
No. Not at all,
and that's what the pro gun people are saying. Like, no, they're trying to take our guns away, and they say we're just want assault rifles. No, it's a slippery slope. The government's going to come and take our guns. No, like look at countries like Britain. They didn't outlaw guns; they outlawed certain guns.
And I'm sick of the narrative, man.
Background checks and stuff like that. You know how many mass killings they deal with in countries like
Britain? Very few, very few, very few. And somebody made a great point to Senator Cruz in Texas, right? They said this is the only country where this happens, right? And to underscore that point, somebody on Twitter made a very, very poignant, good point, right? They said, okay, they were talking about the president of the NRA, right? Wayne LaPierre, right? They were making kind of a funny. They said Wayne LaPierre ran into a lot of traffic on his way to the NRA meeting, right? The solution to that is buy more cars. More cars on the road would have helped this situation. Do you see the logic in that?
Oh my God, dude. Have you seen like the Fox News list of what they've tried to blame?
Everything but guns.
Yeah, it seems like they've settled on one major talking point that we need to spend billions of dollars in all of our schools and set up new doors.
Right, doors.
The doors are the problem.
Look, I like the idea of having one exit in and out that people can get into, or multiple exits that you can only go out of, right, in case of fires. I do like that idea. I think that should be something that we look at, right? And I also like the idea of having every classroom a panic room, right? Where you can push a button and it you know, a steel door comes and blocks. I don't know how it would be done, right? I mean, the logistics would be fucking crazy. But that's the point we've gotten into this country, right? We have to think about solutions to these problems, you know? I mean,
and Chad says, look at other countries with high gun ownership. There's low level of crime. Like, yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, countries like Britain, England, you can absolutely own a gun. Like, hunting is normal.
Right.
Like, we've talked about it on this show. Like I, you know, I.
We,
I
have here's the thing, Jamie. He says we need armed security at schools as well. That ain't gonna do shit when you've got police that are fully trained for. You know, how long they're trained, 6 months, I believe, is some of them, 6 weeks in some cases. But at least they got some training. When you got these cowards on the outside, what's an armed security guard going to do? Cower? Cower behind his desk? That's all they do. I mean, if the police are going to do that, what is an armed security guard going to do? We have to start thinking differently, right? Panic rooms. Every classroom is a panic room. So if an armed shooter goes inside and you hear a gunshot, you push a button, every classroom is locked down, right? That's, I mean, and there has to be exits. Like, the windows have to have points of exit. So maybe we can get everybody out. And the police need to be better. 14 minutes went by. Nobody showed up to that school from the first gunshot. To when the cops first showed up, 14 minutes. Even though the cop shop was 1.5 miles away, they could have been there in 3 minutes. Took them 15. Not like they would have done anything. They proved they weren't going to do anything but sit there and cower like the fucking cowards they are. They're all cowards. They're all cowards, and they all need to be fired.
They need to go to jail.
I agree. I agree. You didn't do your fucking job. There needs to be laws put in this country where if you don't do things like protect these kids,
directly result in the murder of 19 children,
you're an accessory at that point. Absolutely. 100%, man. But the problem is the fucking Supreme Court ruled that these guys aren't responsible for our safety. So that needs to change. They need to be responsible for our safety. God damn it. It's sickening. It's fucking sickening that we're sitting here talking about this week in and week out. I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead. I cut you off. What'd you say?
Getting rid of the Supreme Court, too, because apparently they don't want to do their fucking job.
Supreme Court doesn't want to do it. That's another joke of a thing, right? I've said it before.
This is what happens when there's no accountability. The Supreme Court, they're supposed to be being watched, but they're not.
But I wanted to get to my point.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry. You've been quiet.
We're talking about mental health, and yeah. I think the biggest thing that could contribute to producing mental health issues that are cropping up among these people that go on these shooting sprees, because they're angry and mad at a world that they don't understand.
Yes.
Because a variety of issues, like a lack of education and a lack of... teaching people how to be kind, and even in dire situations, and the fact is that our country has abandoned us, and that's reason enough for people to want to say fuck it, we're just going to destroy everything.
Yeah, you're right. When we were growing up, Breakman, we had, this is going to sound silly, we had Mr. Rogers, right? We had a beacon of hope in this world of uncertainty, right? There's no hope. There's nothing. What can we hold on to now? Anytime a mental health proposal comes up, whether it's Democrat or Republican, it never gets through. We never get the funding for mental health.
Nope.
Never.
I mean, the guy, Greg Abbott, talking about, like, this is a mental health issue. He cut funding to mental health in his state.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just, it's bullshit. It's theater from these assholes. All it is. Like,
Jamie, he says it right. Scotoma says, there were so many things they did wrong with this school. Absolutely. 100%, Jamie. And if you guys want to hear more, I'm gonna talk about it more on my channel tomorrow. So, I just think it's a complete failure. What are we? I was telling Bernie the other day, I can't wait till we retire, because I'm leaving. I'm going to go to some place like New Zealand or something where there's none of this madness. None of it. There's none of this. None. There's zero of this madness. I want to go to a country where I can have some peace every fucking day in this country. And it seems like Colorado is like the number one place for all of this shit, right? We've had mass shooting after mass shooting here in Colorado. Most of them you don't fucking hear about in the news, right? We had the one at King Supers, the Kroger here. We had Columbine. We've had Aurora. We've had so many different things happen here in Colorado. I want out! I'm done!
Somebody online on Twitter, I had to correct them. Like, they're like, well, they... Like, they're talking about how many mass shootings are. I think we're close to 200 now.
It's one a day. It's over one a day now in the United States.
And somebody's like, no, those are lies. Here's real numbers, like the Mother Jones numbers. Like, those numbers don't include – those numbers are just fatality numbers. Right. They don't include, like, when there are mass shootings when nobody dies.
Right, survive, survival.
And that's something that's common in this fucking country.
Right.
Because it happens around here a lot.
One a day. It's one a day now. It's one a day. Whether it's in malls, we had the Aurora, Century Theater shooting, which I was almost in. If it wasn't sold out, I would have been right there. Me and my family would have been killed that day, most likely. So, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the madness. I'm tired of the police force here. I'm sick of it. I think most of us are. Most of us, whether you're Democrat, Republican, we're all sick of this. And we're sitting here talking about semantics while these fucking idiot politicians are keeping the status quo because that's what they love. Democrats and Republicans love for us to fight about everything. They love it. But yet we agree on 70 to 80% of everything.
Well, we have the media, the cable news media, both right and left, who convince people that the other people in the country are enemies.
Right, right.
I mean, the Fox News and the Republican Party especially have really tapped into that, like, the other party's evil.
And then the Democrats, the Democrats are complicit. You know why? Because they sit there and do nothing.
Like those cops.
Nothing.
When somebody calls me a pedophile, I'm going to get kind of pissed off and do something.
Right. Right.
Whereas the Democrats, if they go low, we go high. Just ignore it.
Yeah, let's just ignore.
No, you look like a fucking wussy.
The time for civility is fucking over. The time
when
for
calls you a pedophile. There's no civility anymore. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
It's not gonna lose your shit.
Right. I do want to mention a couple.
Right. Mad about that. Are you okay with
it? I do want to mention a couple of other stinkos real quick. Ray Liotta passed away. I don't know if you guys remember Ray Liotta from Goodfellas and a bunch of other movies that he did.
I never watched any of those.
Oh God, Goodfellas is great.
Pretty much if there was a gangster movie in the 90s and early 2000s.
Ray Liotta was.
So are you saying I should see Where's the Raw Dogs, Goodfellas?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What was the other one you mentioned?
Goodfellas for sure. I would watch them all, man. Casino, Godfather. I mean, they're all great movies. I mean, Ray Liotta wasn't in all of them.
But he was in Usual Suspects, wasn't he?
No.
Nope. Who am I thinking of then?
Yeah, I don't know. But Ray Liotta has been in a lot of movies. He was
and
in
Del Toro?
Hannibal. Hannibal. I don't know if you guys watched that. Yeah, Dems want to scream. That's exactly right, Jamie. Democrats want to scream, do something while they do nothing. Right. Can't even come up with any solutions. That's exactly right.
They have solutions. They just don't want to do them.
Yeah, exactly. That guy's a legend, Jamie said. Yeah, Ray Liotta. And also, the keyboardist for Depeche Mode also passed away this week, which is very sad.
And also the designer of a lot of Star Wars spaceships.
Yes. I did see that too, Breakman. So yeah, a bunch of deaths this week. Too many unnecessarily, especially in Uvalde, Texas. And those incompetent police should all fire themselves or get fired. They're all worthless. They should start over there. We should start over clear across the board. But Let's move on to happier things.
And one of the things I've seen online that really just pissed me off is like, well, the cops have a right to go home, too. They're the ones who fucking got into
they
that.
They signed up for it.
You're not going to fucking go in when, like, you got into work because why? You wanted to be a cop, you wanted to protect people
right.
or whatever.
Right.
When you have the chance, you decide not to?
Cowards. Cowardly. They're all cowards.
There's no excuse for that. There's no... well, the cop gets to go home, too. Not until he fucking does his job.
Right. Let me tell you how cowardly cops are.
Frank, I work in an office. If my work isn't done, even if like the clock's done, I still have to kind of stay sometimes and
right.
do my work.
Right. Well, check this out. The other day I ran into a cop that was similarly cowardly. They were doing a sweep, right? And they put up these fences in a perimeter, right? And... the cop wouldn't let me help a homeless guy get his stuff out of that perimeter. You know why? Because I had a camera, and I was recording. That's why. That was the reason. So there you go. Notice how the president doesn't want to investigate those cops. No doubt, Jamie.
I mean, he's got Kamala Harris, who used to be a cop.
Yeah, she was a cop, too. They're all fucking cops. Dude... Republicans and Democrats are pieces of shit. I've said it before. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 times more. They're all worthless.
It sucks being like us, though, because when you go online and you say, like, Republicans suck, like, immediately, like, you know, Republican, like, you damn Democrat. And
right.
if you say Democrats suck, you fucking Republican MAGA.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost.
That's what they want.
I've been brainwashed by both parties.
Right.
I'm almost certain that's what exactly happened to me when I told Rob that Obama was garbage.
Did I miss your stinko freak fight? Let me go back.
Big, gigantic fake. Him and Sakura, Dark Sakura. They probably thought I was a big fake because I was saying shit.
Oh, his freak fight. I did miss freak five stinko. His stinko.
No,
hold on.
You guys don't know anything.
Hey, freak five. I did miss it, man. I meant to say it, but we're.
Need to explain myself.
Hold
you
on,
don't
Eric.
Care about my opinions. I'm right. not being your friend.
I agree. My stinko out. Our bathtub wasn't draining. Mrs. Freak called a plumber earlier, and they couldn't fix it, so we had to call someone else to pull out some pipes. $4,000 price tag. Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
That's a lot of money, man. Lot of money, Freak 5. Holy shit. All right, let's move on to some happier thoughts here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet-o of the week!
All right, Break, do you have a sweet-o this week?
Well, the NRA decided, and for whatever reason, they're having their annual conference in Houston. That's, you know, that just happened to be a coincidence. It's just happened a week afterwards. But the fact is, they still want to go through with their, you know, their conference about an hour away from where the massacre happened. My sweeto goes to the musicians that were, I think all but one of them have quit now, starting with the American Pie guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Don McLean.
You know what's funny about the NRA? They want guns in schools, right? And I mean, even our friend Scotima said in chat, well, we need armed guards, right? They want that. They want the teacher's arm. They want more guns, right? Fine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I want to get to a point too after.
Why can't we have guns at an NRA conference, Wayne LaPierre? Why can't I walk into an NRA conference with a gun? Answer me that question. Why? What is for and the bullshit reason is, you know what their reason is? Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Safety. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
I almost want to use their own logic against them. Says, well, you want people to fight in your wars, right? Well, wouldn't you want those kids to survive to get to that point?
They don't care because it's all about numbers. They'll just be replaced. They don't care.
Or don't care. So I'm saying this. We want money now, so we don't care.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Breakman. What did you have?
I was going to say back to the hunting thing when you brought up him. Like, there are two types of hunters in the world. They're the ones who are going out there and they're going to eat the meat and they're going to use the thing, like, use stuff
mm-hmm.
from the animal. And then they're the ones who go out there to shoot lions that are in protected habitats.
Right.
Like the president of NRA, you know. That's, you know, the trophy hunters. Like, those people are monsters.
Like Don Jr. He's a monster,
yeah,
too.
Monsters. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he's going to get in trouble for that.
Good.
Yeah. I agree.
I personally think they should hunt him.
put his head up on.
Not kill him though. Obviously, I'm not like fucking these MAGA fucking assholes.
We get him drunk. Die. We get him drunk. We tranquilize him. We go to a field in Africa somewhere, and then we let him loose in a rhino suit.
You know what's funny? if you were to listen to our show, people would think we're just like these bleeding heart liberals, right? But Breakman's used to be a Republican. I'm an independent. Eric is an independent as well. I mean, we can think outside the box. We don't have to think within the Democrat box or the Republican box, right? We could think in the human box, you know? I mean, it's so stupid.
That are partisan. They don't want to think outside their party because, right, you know, their party's good, the other party's bad.
Right.
Like, this is they built the two-party system. The duopoly was by design by both of these parties.
Right. And it's funny because that's not what the Founding Fathers intended. I think it was Thomas Jefferson it might have been George Washington that said that if it's just Republicans and Democrats, then, you know, it's going to fail. In a nutshell, not exactly word for word, but, you know, and that's the way it's going, man. Because, they want the status quo. They want to get richer and richer. But you know what? If there's no planet left to enjoy those riches, then what's the point? What's the point of it all? Just to see everybody else suffer while you're up on a high mountain? I tell you what, American people ain't going to take that for very long. They'll eventually get wise enough. Maybe not in my lifetime. Maybe in my kid's lifetime. Maybe in their kid's lifetime. You know? I don't know. Let's move on to the happier things, man. Did you finish your Sweeto break?
Yeah, with the musicians back.
Eric, did you have a Sweeto?
No.
Okay, I have a quick Sweeto. Linnea Quigley. I don't know if you know. Does that name ring a bell, Breakman?
No.
Okay, sure. Linnea Quigley. Have you ever seen the movie Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember a very famous graveyard scene with a chick dancing up on, like, in the cemetery, like, nude, super hot?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you would remember that, man.
That part I remember. Yes,
that's Linnea Quigley. And she's still living, and today was her birthday. So, and she's awesome. She's really cool. I got a chance to meet Linnea Quigley years and years ago when I was working a haunted house, and nobody knew who she was, although I did. I knew who she was, but she was just sitting at a table, and I got to talking with her, and she's a really, really cool person. Scotoma says coconut syrup on my waffles. Is that good? Coconut syrup? I never had that. I wonder if that's good. All right.
I prefer like fruit, like some strawberry and tomatoes.
Tomatoes. That's like a mixture between bananas and tomatoes. Ew.
Yeah. You haven't had tomatoes before.
They're both fruits, so I guess it could work, man. I mean, you know, it'd be a little citrusy banana, but you know, I mean.
Probably water down your waffles.
All right, let's move on.
All this pancake talk makes me want to get pancakes
tomorrow. I know. I mean, we've been talking about short stacks and pancakes and bananas.
Oh, my God. Me and Mrs. Bergman have been watching this show on Hulu, the Food That Made America. Like, one episode was, like, Oreos, and then there's ice cream, and there's popcorn episodes. It's like, fuck, this shit's making me hungry.
I know. Hey, Freak 5 says, not to mention the NRA says the mass shooters go to schools because they are no gun zones. So why are they making their conference a no gun zone? Exactly. All right, Freak 5's got a Sweeto. Let's hear your Sweeto, Freak 5, but we're going to move on to, the final segment of the evening. I didn't think we would get through it, but here we are. It's a free-for-all. Okay, guys, we're down to the final eight PS2 RPGs, the greatest of all time. I think these are very worthy candidates. I don't think there's going to be, you know, very many regrets on what gets picked here, but we are going to go through and pick the greatest PlayStation RPG, PlayStation 2 RPG of all time. Freak 5, that's a great Sweeto, man. 2 weeks, no alcohol, no withdrawal symptoms, man. That's pretty good. That is something to be exalted, man. Good job. Good job, man. All right, let's get into it, guys. Does anybody have a favorite here? I mean, everybody knows my favorite, but do you guys have like some?
Mine's Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, I figured that would be yours. What about yours, Eric? What would be your favorite?
Out of everything that's left.
Yeah.
And ordinarily, I'd say Persona 4. Persona 4 Golden is such a better alternative. I have to go with Tragmas 8. So.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's find out. Let's go up at the top here. Persona 4 versus Dark Cloud 2. Eric, you just talked about Persona. What's your pick here?
Persona 4.
Okay, yours, Break?
Persona what versus what?
Dark Cloud 2.
Oh, Dark Cloud 2. Yeah, I'm with Eric.
I love Persona 4, any version of it. I do like gold, the what is it, the golden version or whatever it's called. It's a great, the complete game. But Dark Cloud 2 is a great game. There's no doubt. It's better than 1 for sure. But Persona 4 is on a different level. Freak 5 says Dark Cloud 2. You lose. all right, next matchup here. This is another Titanic matchup. Final Fantasy X versus Kingdom Hearts 2. Breakman, I already know what you're going to say, but let's hear it.
Final Fantasy X, it's, you keep mispronouncing it. It's pronounced X.
How dare you, man. All right, you're picking X. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to pick...
I just went somebody like randomly going through the chat, like flipping through Twitch, and then they hear me say that and stop. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
All right, Final Fantasy X or Kingdom Hearts. I'm going to pick Final Fantasy X. Is it a clean sweep, Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much. Okay, and probably what's going to be another clean sweep here, Dragon Quest VIII versus Tales of Abyss. I'm going to go first on this one. It's no secret.
Tales of Abyss is going to win.
Oh, how dare you. There's no question in my mind Dragon Quest VIII is the greatest RPG, not only of the PlayStation 2 era, but any era of all time. I'm picking Dragon Quest VIII. What say you, Breakman?
I really did enjoy Dragon Quest VIII. I know we knock you all the time for it, but I really like the game.
Jamie says it's pronounced X.
Also, it's not Dragon Quest VIII, it's Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah, VIII. Alright, Eric, is it a clean sweep here as well?
Yes.
Alright, Dragon Quest VIII moves on. Persona 3 versus Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. This is an interesting one, Eric. What say you?
I'm going to go with Persona 3.
I'm going to go with Nocturne.
I'm always going to go for the game that has a narrative over a game that doesn't really.
I'm going to go with Nocturne just because it had a lot of horror elements, and plus it's a solid game. It's an extremely hard game. But I think it's going to be Nocturne. So it's up to you, Breakman. This is the only one that we didn't...
They have a good point in chat. It is pronounced X because it is Final Fantasy X. The sequel was called Final Fantasy X2. Not Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, but I always say 10-2. I don't know why. I always said 10-2, though. Final Fantasy 10-2.
I think that's technically what the name is.
Yeah, it's 10. It's definitely 10.
I don't care. I know it'll annoy some people say X. So.
Breakman, it's up to you. Persona 3 or Nocturne.
The third one's the one where you shoot yourself in the head, right?
Yes.
It's such an awesome mechanic. I can't get over that one.
Yeah.
Persona 3 for me.
All right, Persona 3 moves on. I mean, I tried for you, Nocturne, but they're wrong, and that's okay. They've been wrong before. All right, Persona 4 versus Final Fantasy X / 10. I call it 10. Eric, what say you?
I'm going to go with Persona 4.
Okay. Breakman?
Teenage Romance, baby.
Ooh. Persona 4 is a better game, Breakman. I mean, it really is. Hold on.
You got Teenage Romance and stuff.
Hold on.
There are other games that do that, though.
Persona 4 is such a good game. I'm inclined to pick it, but Final Fantasy X / 10 is super good, too. It's a great game. I love it.
The music, the mini game. The
music's great in Persona 4, though.
The only thing that sucked in Final Fantasy X was the Cloister of Trials.
Oh, God, the Cloister. Just for that reason, I'm going with Persona 4.
I knew I shouldn't have said that.
But you mean collectively, you didn't like any of them?
Persona,
no, not a goddamn one of them. I hated them, really.
If you break it down, Breakman.
Like, I want that summon so bad, but fuck, I gotta do this shit. Fuck.
How dare you, Freak 5? call me an idiot. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Persona 4 is going to move on just by the skin of its teeth. It's just a superior game. If you really look at those games side by side, like Persona 4 was doing things that was just light years ahead of any RPG at the time, to be honest. So it's kind of clear. All right. Another Persona, Persona 3 going up against Dragon Quest 8. Break, I'm going to go with you first because I know how you are and I know you're probably going to try to get revenge. So go ahead and make the wrong choice.
Chat? I mean, jeez. Okay, fine. I won't go with my revenge.
You can do that. I don't care, man. It's fine.
No, because I actually do like Dragon Quest 8 more than Persona 3. Like,
all right, Eric?
The last gameplay of the Dragon Quest game.
So good. Eric?
Dragon Quest 8.
All right, clean sweep. I would have said no. I'm kidding. I definitely going with Dragon Quest 8. We're down to the final two here. This is super exciting. It's Persona 4 versus Dragon Quest 8. I am going to pick first on this one, and this is going to determine the greatest PS2 RPG of all time. Obviously, I'm going with Dragon Quest 8. As much as I love Persona 4, it's not rigged, you son of a bitch.
It is. I'm gonna recount.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? Son of a bitch. I'm going to go with Dragon Quest 8, and I'll tell you guys why. I'll give you my real reason, right? No other game have I had as much fun as I have ever had with Dragon Quest 8. It is up there in the pantheon of great games because it had great voice acting. It had a great story. It had a fun, whimsical style to it. It was colorful. It was beautiful. It was everything that the PS2 required a game to be at that time. It was, to me, it's the pinnacle of all RPGs, at least old school RPGs, right? We've had plenty of RPGs since then that have obviously surpassed in technicality and everything. And this is no slight on Persona 4 because I love that game. I think it took RPGs to the next level. But as far as having fun, as far as the wittiness, the fun, the humor, the characters, it doesn't get much better than that for me. Dragon Quest 8 definitely gets my vote. What say you, Breakman?
What? Huh? Who?
How dare you, Freak 5? If there was a slime fleshlight, I would own it.
Jinx Scotoma?
All right, what are you picking here?
Yeah, I loved Dragon Quest 8. Mrs. Breakman hated it because of the repetitive music, and that was something we didn't even get to talk about.
Oh God, I love the music in Dragon Quest 8. The music was great.
It was limited. The tracks in the Dragon Quest games are limited.
They are limited.
Seem to have like 10 or something. Whereas Final Fantasy 10 had a fantastic.
Well, to be fair, to 8 had one of the larger soundtracks of the modern.
And it also had an orchestral soundtrack, which was awesome too. So,
which is what we got in the West, like the orchestral soundtrack that they had done for the Sonic Sweet disc that they released for all their games, and they used that as the basis for the soundtrack for most of the game's tracks. Like the only ones that weren't were the nighttime tracks for the towns stuff.
All right, so what you picking there, Breakman?
Persona 3.
You mean Persona 4? Because Persona
no,
3
is a better game. Than
Eric, what you picking, man? We can't get Break to commit, man.
I thought he was going to say Dragon Quest 8, and then I would have said, it doesn't matter, so I'm going to go with Persona 4 just to prove it's not rigged.
So what are you picking, Eric?
Dragon Quest 8.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're picking Dragon Quest 2. Yeah.
Dragon Quest 8!
I have proven it! Non-rigged is the greatest PS2 RPG of all time. Maybe we'll have a greatest RPG tournament at some point to determine, but Dragon Quest is in, Persona 4 is in, Persona 3, Final Fantasy X/10 is in. So there's gonna be lots of RPGs when I am going to be insufferable. Dragon Quest 8 is the greatest game of all time! Ah! I can't believe you guys agree with me.
I argue that 11 is better, so it's surprising.
How dare you? It's the greatest game ever.
I prefer 9, personally.
You shut your whore mouth, Breakman. Shut your whore mouth.
Yes, they really like grinding for materials at the end game.
I know.
Oh my God, yeah, that's that is kind of...
Oh my God,
honestly, that's what you always done in a
Yeah, but like, now you have to go in these. Now you have to go in these procedurally generated dungeons called grottos and be lucky that you find a good grotto.
One of the greatest.
Oh God, you're right about that.
This is one of the greatest RP grinders of all time. I know we had all the sadness and stuff from the school shooting and stuff, but this.
I never
this,
did beat all the old timey Dragon Quest bosses that you could refight in there.
Oh my
but
God!
I got up to like Sarah, and I think that's it. Maybe I fought Ogre Demiro once.
But and you're right. I'm going to be insufferable from now on.
Also, I manipulated the drop tables for those bosses so that I could
dare you, Freak Five. How dare you?
Because that was another thing that was annoying. They had drop rates, and like the only way you could get them is manipulate the RNG.
I almost put Ark the Lad.
Really pisses me off in a single player game is having drop rates. It's a single fucking player game.
Right. Right.
It should be your reward for fighting that boss.
Hey, Freak Five said Ark the Lad should have been in this tournament, and I almost did put Ark the Lad in here, Freak Five, but didn't
Freak
make
Five
the cut.
Freak Five also said that his wife says her colonoscopy is better.
Shut your whore mouth. That's an exile comment if I've ever seen it. You get 10 exiles.
What I remember of my colonoscopy was they gave you this huge jug of this nasty shit to drink.
Oh,
and they tell you have to drink it all the night before, and then you basically sit on the toilet and your ass is like a hose.
Oh, God.
Awful. Shit out of it.
Yuck. Gross. Yeah.
It's fun times.
Terrible.
What do you mean? you don't want to have like explosive diarrhea like shooting out your ass? You don't want your ass sounding like a water fountain or something?
Freak Five is exiled again. Just letting you guys know. Exiled again, you son of a bitch. Christ.
Next year when I have to get mine, I will play DQ8 while cleaning out my system. Just so the colonoscopy won't feel so bad.
Oh my God. Okay.
I do want an ultimate version of Dragon Quest VIII that features the symphonic soundtrack that we got the original PS2 release, but with the graphical fidelity of HD and the 3DS console.
I would not be opposed to that. I would definitely play it again, man. I love that game. It's awesome. All right. Well, I mean, we've determined what I already knew, but DQ8's going to be strutting its stuff here. You might hear some sound bits from the game, maybe a little bit of orchestral score, that beautiful orchestral score, etc. Although I'll probably get a fucking copyright strike for that, but it is what it is. But what happened next year? When I was driving in her to the appointment, I took away. She thought was longer. She said, "Oh well, it is your car." I think that was her. Thought if she shit her pants before we got exactly Freak Five. I mean, man, colonoscopy.
I still need to finish the bonus content and Dragon Quest VI.
Yeah,
I thought he was about to say I still need to go get mine scheduled.
I still got to get my colostomy scheduled. Exactly.
I want to get food now, though.
Yeah,
I need to probably get mine.
Yeah,
I think it's about time.
All right, guys.
Yay.
I know it's about. I don't have health insurance, so I ain't getting no fucking colonoscopy, man.
Oh God, I look so forward to drinking that disgusting crap.
Oh man, we need you to bring like record it, man. Not the procedure, but like you going in and
I'm gonna move the TV in front of the toilet next time. It's like I was on the toilet like for hours.
Break. If only we can find the Dragon Balls and just like make the wish that we never had to take a crap again. It just goes somewhere else.
All right, guys.
In that case, I'd never eat again. Like I don't need food anymore or water. Or
yeah, exactly. Anymore. I
you
wish,
still need
man.
Nutrients. You just don't need to shit it out.
Yeah, exactly. It
no,
just
I
like
know. I don't need
sweat
like,
it
I'm,
out.
I'm like Superman. Like the sun, as long as the sun's shining, I'm good.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at, damn it, I was about to say it again, at RP Grinders on Twitter, or you can follow Harmy. Oh, wait, you can't. He doesn't have a Twitter account. Sorry, I lied.
All right. Look at that. He's starting to put in a little bit of harmonics in the harmonica. So there you go. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You could find reviews on the written reviews that I do on BostonBasketBrigade.com. And there's also the audio feed for the audio reviews I do. And if you like either of those two things and you want to support me, you can send me as little as $1 per month, or you can just do one-time fee for whatever amount you want. If you don't feel like committing monthly, then like there's my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right, at EricRPG. Make sure you send Eric a buck or two. He does really great written reviews and also reviews on that you will hear nowhere else but this feed. So check it out. I want to thank everybody in chat that was here, for our good friend Freak5, our good friend Dungeon. Wyland was in there even though he was at Combo Breaker. I'm so jealous. Skotima, thanks for being in there. OX2, Alien Gathering, another TV viewer. Farming Girl was in there. Thanks for being in there. Lana Ray and Sony PlayStations was in there. So, you know, we got huge fans. I think I saw Justin Bieber in there at one point. Oh, Slagar was in there as well. So thank you for coming on.
I got a pass on this Bernie's OnlyFans this week.
oh, God.
Here we go. You know, normally I'm all about it and stuff. I'm sorry, Bernie. Don't take offense to this one, but the whole enema of Frank is just not my bag. I'm not.
How dare you, man. Oh, boy. All right. That's about it for this week. I don't think – I think this was a jam-packed show, but look at Skotima with all the little stickers.
Get all these icons.
Apparently they have a pill now. That wasn't an option for me. Maybe yeah. I'm hoping that's nationwide now or something.
Well, they got this.
Good? I'd now, love to take a fucking pill.
You know, they got this pill with a camera in it that doesn't break down when you digest it and goes through all your bowels, and that's the thing. So maybe we don't have to do colonoscopies the traditional way anymore.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be.
It was such a horrible experience.
Right. Like, all right, guys.
You're not going to be able to eat after a certain, you know, and we got to clear your bowels out. And then, you know, that's going to take some hours of you drinking some nasty shit and then shitting.
Right.
Lots of shit.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much for joining. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where you can see. You're going to hear a lot about this shooting tomorrow. I'll be doing a comment show where I go through all the comments of the week, and I'll definitely be talking about this stuff. Plus, I got a lot of hate this week, so you guys are not going to want to miss that. Start a new D&D campaign to Boxy Monk. First combat, my first attack was a critical. That's pretty awesome. So there you go. I think that's about it. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, even though I'm not really on Twitter all that much anymore. Or you can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. So there you go. But I almost died. I had 3 hit points when I killed the ogre that was chomping on my head. Wow. Crazy. Monks are hard to play, man, until they get higher level and they can get like Iron Fist and all that shit, you know, but, anyways, that's about it. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Stay safe.
Yeah. You break.
Oh, boy. And don't whiz on the fence.
Don't whiz on an electric fence. That's words of wisdom from Eric. I love it. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Reminds me of another saying I heard today. Give 100% unless you're giving blood.
Don't let this world get you down. Great words. Don't piss into the wind. That's another good one. Don't eat yellow snow.
I